If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Have a great day for talk radio, wonderful weather-wise, and we just got to say everything is tickety-boo, except for maybe the CFL in Toronto. You know, I was reading some stats the other day, and so far as attendance was concerned, out on the prairies, this is a big deal. The CFL is still, it reigns supreme, apart from hockey and hockey season, but it's a very, very popular night on the town. But in Toronto, it's got too many other things to compete with. Major League Baseball, it's basketball at certain points in the season. Hockey maybe very early on. These are the kinds of things, and of course, the love affair that some Torontonians have with the NFL crossing the border into Buffalo. But it was a time, and I recall it fairly well, when Toronto and a CFL game in this city really meant something, even down at the old CNE, the exhibition stadium. Well, it seems like the fortunes have fallen off of late, but they're hoping to turn things around, including with a new commissioner, the 14th in league history, who's a former player and a very, very successful businessman. Randy Ambrosi has joined us here on the Oakley Show. Commissioner, good to have you here. Good afternoon.
John, it is great to be with you. Thank you very much. And I should start by saying that it is a great day for talk radio.
You read my mind, such as it is. Listen, you know, I was really impressed with your resume because not only as a former player, but man, in the corporate world, you've really climbed the ladder. North American head of sales at HSBC Securities. You went on to AGF Management as the head of sales and marketing, president of AGF Funds with McDougall, McDougall and McTeer, Canada's oldest investment firm, as president and CEO. That's pretty impressive stuff. And now you're the commissioner of the CFL. You know, I mean, the joke may be, did you lose a bet? But this is where I'm really curious. I mean, your business success, and as a former player, how's that going to inform you or help you as commissioner?
Well, I think like anything in life, you know, your experiences are valuable if you pay attention to them. And, you know, for me, I had a great 9-year career in the CFL, and I think it's going to help me, you know, relate to the players and understand, you know, how challenging it is to be a successful professional athlete. And my experience in the business world will help me relate to the teams, understanding the, you know, the challenges of running those, you know, large and complicated businesses and working with our board of governors, because I speak the language of business, and that's the language that they speak.
You know, the thing that's confounded a lot of us who actually do follow the CFL, to a certain extent anyway, the games are exciting. The Grey Cups are really as exciting as anything you'll see in the NFL. I mean, notwithstanding the last Super Bowl. But so is this really an issue of marketing? How do you get people jazzed about this?
Yeah, I think at some level the secret lies in what has become a recipe for success in other leagues, and that's star power. And, you know, you look at the NBA, I mean, that is an entirely star-driven strategy. And then, you know, you don't have to look very far in other leagues to see the value and power of stars. And I think we've got lots of stars in the Canadian Football League. We've got, like, players that are unbelievably talented who've played, you know, in U.S. college football at the very, very top, you know, levels of U.S. college football, players who have been fantastic in Canadian college, and we've got lots of stars. I think, you know, frankly, what I would like to do is just spend more time talking about the amazing athletes that play, you know, every week in the Canadian Football League, and I think that'll serve as a way to attract new fans to our game.
Well, you know, and that's really problematic, because a lot of these athletes are great athletes, as you say, performers in Division I football in the NC2A, and yet they're discounted somehow because they're Canadian or they come to the Canadian League. Is part of the problem, too, that they tend to move around a lot? I mean, you know, you get you don't really lock into and identify players on a certain team before they're moving on to another team. It seems like there's a lot of movement within the league.
Yeah, it is true. And John, I don't think you can. I think that's actually making a very valid point. Having said that, you know, I think we've seen now in sport that free agency has created more movement in all sports, really. I mean, players, I mean, just in the last several days, you know, we're you know, seeing the discussions in the NBA, and I think there was a big move last night, the player going to Boston. you know, that's a part of the sports landscape, so I don't think we can lean too heavily on that being an issue. I do think we've got to do a better job of sharing the news of the great athletes that are playing in the league. I would also agree that stability is a powerful formula, and you know, maybe there's some answers to that that we can find over the course of time. But still incredibly excited about where the game is in Canada today and its opportunity to be incredibly successful going forward.
Again, Randy Ambrosi's on the line. He's the newly minted CFL commissioner. And the question that always arises inevitably is, what are you going to do to make the CFL more of an attraction in Toronto? The numbers from the first two games were relatively low. I mean, you know, even in relation to soccer at BMO Field, if we want to do apples to apples as much as we can, is there some way? I mean, the field is great. It looks like there's always a good vantage point no matter where you sit there. So what's the issue?
Well, I think it's just a little bit of time. You know, I mean, look, we have had, you know, with what I think was a disappointing experience at Rogers Center at Skydome, as it was originally called, and it wasn't a great venue for football. And, you know, we're now just a little over a year into this new, this new stadium, and you are right, it is a fantastic field, and there will be, you know, there are great seats and great sight lines for all the fans that go there. But I just think we have to take a slow and steady, brick by brick, inch by inch approach to getting people to come back and watch. And the games are, if they're as entertaining as that first game of the season, I think we'll win them back. And then the other thing is, winning is such a powerful formula. You'd only have to look back, I think it was 2010, the Blue Jays had the fourth lowest attendance in Major League Baseball, just slightly over 20,000 per game. And this past year, they had the fourth highest attendance in Major League Baseball, almost twice as many fans per game. And you know what that tells you is that people like to go watch a winner. And so, you know, when you put it into that context, you know that winning is a powerful recipe. And we just happen to have an amazing management team now here in Toronto, and obviously a world-class coach. And I think the combination of a fantastic ownership group, a really strong general management team and coach, and looks to, from my eye, a tremendously talented roster, is the beginning of a great, great future for the Toronto Argonauts.
You know, Randy, I was reading a piece in a paper the other day about Ottawa attracting youth and being the envy of the league in doing so. I mean, what's going on there?
Yeah, I think, again, it actually goes to prove the point that the opportunity to revitalize in a market. And, you know, we don't have to, you know, you're a sports expert. You know the Canadian sports landscape. It wasn't that long ago that Ottawa wasn't in the Canadian Football League. And here we are today, and you're describing them as the envy of the league. And I just think it shows how quickly you can change your fortunes. And what was in place there, an excellent management team, an excellent ownership group, really good coaching and a plan for the future, and look at the outcome. I don't expect anything less for this Toronto market.
All right, well, you know, that's interesting because you have a Western sensibility, having played in Calgary and grown up in Winnipeg. It's radically different than Toronto insofar as embracing this league, as I said at the outset. So can they catch the fever in Toronto that they've got out there in the Great Plains?
Well, look, my bet is the answer is yes, because we've had great fan support in Toronto in the past. Look, I think we just have to stick to the plan. There is a very deeply committed ownership group here that are, you know, that have set their sails. We are now in a really good facility for football, like a spectacular place for fans to come and watch the game. Great coaching, great management. And, you know, you add those things together, you really have lots of reasons to be optimistic about the future.
Well, and consistency of scheduling is one complaint I hear too often. I mean, I know you've got the contract with TSN and do the Friday night football thing, but for a lot of the folks going to the games, I know in the States it's become almost a religion, you know, even in high school football in Texas, you know, Friday night lights and everything. I mean, can you implement some consistency in scheduling so people really do build it into maybe their weekly plan?
Yeah, it's a great question, John, and I think it is certainly a question that we need to ask of ourselves, and we need to talk to the teams about, and we need to talk to our partners about, because, you know, if that is an area that is causing us, the problem with attendance, and of course, we'll want to talk about it, and we should, and you have to hope that if you put really smart people together in a room, and you talk about a problem, and you come to a conclusion that change is needed, that you'll find a path forward.
I can only wish you the best. I mean, the league deserves it. Randy, really good to talk to you, and congratulations on the new appointment.
Thank you very much, and have a great day. Thanks again.
You too. Thank you. Randy Ambrosi, again, he's a newly minted commissioner of the CFL.